With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. Students in Rapid City are safe after a middle school went into lockdown. The principal initiated the lockdown before noon today after staff couldn't locate a former student who showed up at the school. Rapid City Area Schools officials say security footage shows the student dressed in dark clothing carrying a large backpack. They say the video shows he ran when the building went into lockdown. Police are questioning him. Authorities say he exhibited nonviolent but suspicious behavior. All but a handful of counties in extreme southeast South Dakota have some sort of winter weather notice for the weekend. Much of the state is under a winter storm warning for tomorrow into Saturday. Jeff Chapman with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says the advisory area has expanded.
There has been a little subtle northward shift to the heaviest snowfall potential. It's pretty much a certainty now that we're going to have a band of 6 to around 9 inches of snow, generally from parts of South Central South Dakota, and then along and north of Interstate 90 and into southwest Minnesota. The reason why the watch is remaining on the south edge of the warning area is because of that uncertainty in the track, whether the heaviest snow will be quite that far south.
Katie Perjorley is a meteorologist in Rapid City. She says the storm will likely affect travelers in the western part of the state as they head to work tomorrow morning.
It'll start moving into northeastern Wyoming late tonight, probably after midnight. And then moving into northwestern South Dakota early Friday morning.
Some of the coldest air in several years will follow the snowstorm into the state. Carrie Fleagle with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen says a dangerous situation is setting up for much of the northern plains.
It's going to be very, very cold, especially as we move into Saturday morning all the way through Sunday morning. Wind chill values are going to be 25 below to even around 45 below zero. So if you're outside, it may only take 5 minutes to get frostbite. So we're definitely going to have to be bundled up this weekend.
South Dakota is in a winter storm warning area that runs from east central Idaho to western Wisconsin. The same storm has brought large power outages to parts of Oregon.